Chaplain, I'm going to be joined here today by Cal Hayden of the Coon Rapids Beard Crusaders. He's going to be heading to Iowa Western to continue his education as well as his baseball career. Cal, appreciate you joining us here today, and congratulations on making this decision.
Thank you, and thank you for letting me on today.
You bet. Cal, let's start where it started for you with baseball. I know your dad's one of the coaches down at Coon, an assistant with John Waddle, of course, as the head coach. How young were you when you remember being at baseball games and falling in love with the game of baseball?
Wow. I actually don't remember. I just know that it's always been staying with my dad, hitting, whether that's in the cage after games. I remember being bat boy for the guys.
Yep.
That was kind of how I kind of built like a routine of kind of being in the system, I guess, a little bit. I've spent countless hours with my dad either down at the field, hitting, doing some type of baseball thing, or even just in our yard playing catch. But it's just kind of been my nature, I guess, to just baseball. I've been doing it for such a long time. I don't remember a time when I wasn't doing something baseball. I guess the only time would be like when basketball and football were going on. I kind of was like a seasonal guy. So when basketball or football came around, I was in love with those sports. But other than that, it was baseball, which I'm very fortunate to have that ability, but it definitely started from a very, very young age.
What's your favorite memory, if you have one, from when you're young, whether it be in bat boy and being around the boys or with your dad at the cages? Do you have something that you flash back to every now and then?
My dad does have a news article from a long, long time ago. Me being a bat boy, that just sparks like a lot of memories. Hanging out with a bunch of the older guys, high schoolers at the time, riding on the bus with them, just being around in practice. And I remember before we got the new fences up in the dugout, I had to like hide around the pole and the water fountain just because my dad was worried about me getting hit. So just memories of being bat boy, I guess, kind of really sparked my love for the game. Just being around it all the time, thinking that all the high schoolers, oh, they're super cool. I can't wait for this. And now that it's my turn, it's just kind of looking back at it, it's kind of a big part of my love for baseball.
Is it as cool as you thought it would be?
Yeah, definitely. Especially having the success that I've found, it has been awesome to play high school baseball, especially under my dad and Coach Waddle. So, it's just a blessing. So dream come true.
Has it always been baseball for you? Because, you know, some people may not know being not, you know, from the area, but you're an all-state basketball player. You're a state thrower in track in the Drake Relays. You're also a great sprinter and a, you know, hurdler. And you go to state and you have a lot of success down there in track. So there's other sports. I mean, you were an all-district football player those first couple of years when you played. So you've got the ability to kind of pick and choose what sport you wanted. Has it always been baseball?
I would say it's always between baseball or basketball. I never really knew exactly what I wanted to do. There was thought of maybe doing football in college just because people thought about my size and stuff. And I feel like I've been able to be kind of quick for my size. So football got tossed in the option, but I was just wanted to do something I love the most. And baseball kind of snuck away from basketball, realizing my potential for baseball if I'm looking into my future and stuff. So that was kind of a decision, but I knew from a younger age that I wanted to play college sports, whether that was probably basketball or baseball. So just baseball has just kind of been a top sport for me, so it was pretty easy to fall between either baseball or basketball.
I know you probably got recruited in basketball. Have you been recruited in pretty much everything during your career at some point or another?
Actually, basketball, I just got some emails and stuff. I guess when recruiting was big, or my junior and sophomore year. Sophomore year, junior year, like transition, that's kind of when I made the call for going to play baseball. So a bunch of my recruiting pages that I have up and Twitter stuff, it's baseball oriented. So I haven't really been recruited for track at all. And then basketball, I think it's just been some emails and stuff. But baseball kind of been the dominant thing. That's really basically all I've been recruited for.
How many different schools reached out to you for baseball, and who did you stay in contact with and kind of go visit and narrow that list down to?
Ooh, that's
a lot of schools.
I got to just think about all of them, yeah. There was probably around 15 from all divisions. A lot around Iowa. I mean, basically almost every school, I guess, in Iowa, there's a bunch of them. So from D3, I know there's one D2. And then there's, I mean, Iowa, and then that's the only D1. And then a bunch of the JUCOs. So I think I just found my interest into JUCO earlier. So so then going back to just the JUCOs around me, that's kind of where I stayed in touch more. And those are the schools that kind of came to a lot of my games just because they were a little closer and around me. So those are the ones who kind of stayed in touch throughout the year. Iowa Western happened to be, they're right there in just Council Bluffs, so it made it easy for them to stay in contact. So and that's where my heart fell, and that's where my decision came.
What was it about, Iowa Western? Was it the campus, the coaches, the program, kind of a combination of everything?
Yeah, I would say big combination of everything. After going on a couple of college visits, you start to build up like comparisons with others. And I mean, everything they had was great. A lot of the coaching staffs from all the colleges I talked to were great. And so, I mean, that makes it a tough decision, but, just looking around campus, looking around how it is, the program, it felt more like home to me. So that's kind of a big thing that sticks out. I mean, I want to be where I'm comfortable and where it best fits for me. So
where did you all visit? Who'd you all go see?
My visits that I went to this fall were Iowa Central, DMAC, Kirkwood, and Iowa Western. I had a bunch of other schools talk to me, but it just kind of didn't. Like I said, I kind of wanted to stick towards JUCO, so I just let them know that I'm probably wasn't for me, so I didn't want to waste their time. But so those were the colleges that would go on.
Any thoughts of a 4-year school yet, or is that not something that's in your mind at this time?
Definitely want to go 4 school after JUCO. I haven't really thought of which one. I guess it all depends on basically being recruited again. So, I mean, with Iowa Western's help and hopefully with my development, I can get eyes on bigger schools. Hopefully a goal would be to play in a Power Four conference. That's always a dream, I guess, play those Division I games. So I think that's definitely pretty cool. I think with the help of the coaching staff at Iowa Western and their development, they have a good system that allows kids to move on to that type of dream or area that they are wanting. So definitely going to be with the help of them and pushing myself to be the best is definitely going to give me the best opportunity to play where I want to play.
Cal, one last thing for you. Have you thought of the education part? What do you want to go to school for and do outside of baseball?
I'm kind of leaning towards the project management, construction management, something a little more hands-on. I know through my work throughout the summer, the job throughout the summer I have, I'm a lot of hands-on. So I love doing stuff with my hands. Not really wanting to be behind a computer or anything. So definitely just a little more working as in with hands and on like project stuff.
Well, Cal, I tell you what, I think Iowa Western is getting a tremendous young man and a great athlete to go along with it. So congratulations on your decision to play baseball at Iowa Western, and appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you.
You bet. Cal Hayden again with Coon Rapids Beard. He'll head to Iowa Western to finish his baseball career and also to get his education.